T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, a Radio.com sports station. Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Hey, technically, every baseball game's supposed to count as much as the one in front of it and the one behind it, but sometimes some of these feel like they count more than others. In the baseball game that the Giants won last night felt like it counted for two. It was emotional. It was a huge come-from-behind win. All sorts of guys dotting the comeback effort, and who's it going to be tonight? Let's find out. Who's it going to be tonight? Who's going to play hero? We had Woody ask from San Jose, you know, what is it going to be? Is it going to be 3-2 or 10-9? Well, if you're a Giants fan, you better be hoping for 3-2, because I don't know if you got 9 runs in you in this ballpark or 10 runs in you to beat the Cubs if they put up 9 runs. So low-scoring game tonight could be very, very interesting. You were just asking me about sports gear for the coming kid. What's really funny is a buddy of mine from Chicago, a White Sox fan, who would never buy me Cubs anything, came back with a little onesie, a Chicago Blackhawks onesie, but it's for like a 14-year-old. Like, he has no concept of newborn baby. Like, this thing, you could fit in it. Yeah. He's like, here, we got this for your baby. I'm like, oh, good. We'll wear it when it's 9.
Is your buddy a parent?
No. Okay, he had no idea.
That's what we non-parents do. We don't have any understanding of this. We don't understand. We're like, well, it's smaller than something I would wear, so it's probably going to fit a newborn.
Is this Madison Bumgarner's last start in a Giants uniform? Well, if he gets traded, the answer is yes. Bruce Bochy, what you think?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of good things right now, and that's all the team's thinking about, and it's all Bum's thinking about. So, really, it doesn't cross my mind, so I don't really have anything to say about it, except, as always, I look forward to watching him pitch.
Sounds like a guy who understands he's at a fork in the road, and it could go either direction. He understands that not falling in love with a Bruce Bochy goodbye tour is part of the job that the new general manager has. How much there does he see in the Giants when he looks at them? Like, they're going to be there. They're going to be ready. They're going to compete. This is so much fun to see this develop in real time. I mean, normally you can see something coming and it's like, one more game's worth of information isn't going to make that much bigger of a difference, yes or no. And maybe none of this is really making that big of a difference to Farhan. Maybe it is.
But you're also a 3-game losing streak away from feeling much differently about this team than you would be right now in this moment, because I've seen it. I've seen it with you since I've been here. Now 7 shows. I came in last Monday. I've seen some evolution with you. I've heard some evolution with some of the fans. Albie's always been pretty consistent. I don't know that Ratto is going to evolve on this at all.
So honestly, I told Albie.
But like, you have evolved a little bit even since I've been here, and I think that speaks volumes.
Here's the evolution. The true evolution of the way I feel about this baseball season is this. I don't know what I'm looking at, but let's have fun and enjoy it while we're looking at it. And Ray will be back on Thursday to crap on everyone's dreams, hopes, and love.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it's going to go. So, by the way, Ray might be the douse of sobriety that the show needs on Thursday. I don't even know. But in the meantime, let's have a little fun.
Right. And again, you're not overboard with this, but you've changed. You've changed during this streak, especially over the last 8 days.
You've changed me, Darren.
You have even. I've had nothing to do with it. It has to do with Dickerson, and it has to do with Dick,
dick,
and
dick, dick,
Panic
dick,
most
dick,
recently,
dick,
and all of them. It has to do with a different player every single night.
It really does. And like, who's it going to be tonight? Who's it going to be? Go back and look at this stretch of baseball. There's a different hero each and every night. I mean, it started. I don't know when it exactly started, but symbolically, it starts with that what, Buster Posey grand slam in extra innings with the Brewers in Milwaukee. 2 games later, you got Tyler Beattie going 6 2/3 to beat the Brewers, one of the best starts of his young career. Giants then head to Colorado. They sweep a doubleheader, which was extreme sweepage. It was 19-whatever in one game, 2-1 in the other. Then what happened? I mean, Brandon Crawford had a day where he put 40 points on a slugging percentage, for goodness sakes. The next game at Coors Field, you got Alex Dickerson going for 4 hits. He drives in the game-winning run in the 10th, and it's born. With that last game in Colorado, 6 hitters had multi-hit games? I mean, my God, you'd have 2 games in a row where you wouldn't have multi-hit games, much less 6 hitters. You know, Donovan Solano, he had 4 hits, filling in for an injured Evan Longoria. If you attached any hope to Evan Longoria when he got hurt, you thought, oh, we're done. No, you're not. And as a matter of fact, maybe he turns into the deadline deal that isn't going to be made because you don't need to, because a halfway decent hitter, that's being generous. It's being generous.
Being generous. It's somebody different every night. As you said, it's Yastrzemski, walk-off.
You got Beattie going toe-to-toe with DeGrom. You got him, like you said, the walk-off. The magic doesn't stop there. You come and take 2 or 3 from the Mets. You got to call up Zach Greene. Zach Greene is walking around the clubhouse thumping his chest.
5 for good. Very positive. Very, very good clubhouse right now. And you know what? I definitely took a moment to just watch. You know, these guys have done it before. They've gone all the way. Some of these guys have won 3. So they've been there, they've done that, and, you know, we're heating up right now, and it's really fun to watch, really fun to be a part of.
Everyone's bought in. Okay, this is good. Yastrzemski, who are you? Dickerson, who the hell are you? I mean, all of a sudden, it's a new guy. Austin Slater, Joe Panik, Sam Dyson, Will Smith comes in, he shuts the door. You got Posey, Beattie, Crawford, Rodriguez, who, you know, what was he, a bobblehead or just sat down? I don't even know. Like, he's part of the story. He could be back doing something the next time they hand him the ball. Solano, Bumgarner, Mentz, Green, Yastrzemski, Slater, Panik, Dice. I mean, it's a new name every single night. And if that doesn't give you a reason to come on back, you got all those names. None of them are household names. What if any of these household names actually has themselves a month? Brandon Crawford had a month. Buster Posey's feeling better, had himself a couple weeks. Now, all of a sudden, you got a Pilar, who I guess, you know, even though he's new here, he ain't new to the game. Maybe he has himself the same sort of power surge that he basically stepped into town with.
Pablo, same thing last night, rally starter, swinging at a pitch, which was, what, 3 inches off the dirt?
Yeah, which is his strike zone.
Yeah, that's it. Well, he has none.
Nose to toes.
He's not up there to take. No. He's up there to make something happen.
Nose to toes is probably shrinking his strike zone. That's brims to rims, man. I mean, he's got
Well, they're at 7.6%, Damon. The odds are skyrocketing. It was 5.8 yesterday when we were on the air. They're now up to 7.6%, baby. So watch out, world. Here come the Giants.
It's not a mortgage your house future. It's not a mortgage. It's not a mortgage your future number, but it is. You have my attention. Somebody asks, is Madison Bumgarner, if this is his last start, does he go in the Giants' Mount Rushmore of pitchers? What? Really? Yeah. He's in the George Washington or Abraham Lincoln position, for goodness sake. Here's your Mount Rushmore. Bumgarner, Lincecum, Marichal, Gaylord Perry. That's your Mount Rushmore of Giant pitchers. Did I leave someone off? Not really. I got Hall of Famer, Cy Young winner, most important pitcher in the history of the whole damn organization. Right there.
Good list. I like this, too. I have the perfect deadline deal, Longoria for Pence. Did
sure.
we not have this conversation off the air today?
We did.
Before the show? Did we not?
We did. Bring back Hunter Pence. No, don't do that. You know, it's funny. We're talking about the young guys inspiring the older guys. It's not just baseball where that happens. This is D Ford, even though he might be a new Niner. He's talking about how excited he is on Good Morning Football about Nick Bosa being in his locker room.
I met the person. The person is a great guy. Yeah. And that's the first step. And I understand, like, what was said before he even came, stepped foot on the facility. The person is great, and that contributes to what comes out on the field, your product that you put on the field. So that person is great. So, of course, the athletic things will show on the field. So I'm looking forward to see what he'll do.
Truth is, these guys don't care what the other person is thinking, talking about, doing it. That they're going to help them win games. That's it. It's all they care about. You know, I've seen a lot of people write their Tyreek Hill think pieces, what the hell just happened. there isn't a single Kansas City Chief who's going to be anything other than happy to see their teammate who helps them win football games come game day, come first day of training camp. And that might not sit well with you, but these players, they're just looking to win, 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 win. Dee Ford Moore from Good Morning Football about how he sees a little Jimmy G from the guy he just saw win MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
What's similar is that they're both great and they're both talented.
Yeah.
How they go about their work and how they get it done is different. Every athlete is different. You know what I mean? Every quarterback is different. But I'm happy to see Jimmy healthy because I'm coming off of, you know, a serious injury. So that's the most important thing that I see with Jimmy. He's healthy. He's confident. You know what I mean? Yeah. They both bring different things to the table. I hate comparing quarterbacks, but Jimmy has a high ceiling, man.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. He better be right. He better be right. The pressure on the Niners to be good on arrival is going to be suffocating this year. We were talking earlier today with Daniel Jeremiah, and he said, look, when he was back looking at what Garoppolo might be, he passed a very important early eye test.
I think he's got the skills to do it. I really do. You know, you feel weird saying it because the sample size is so small, but especially when you look at who he's paired up with as a play caller and how his skills match up with what they want to do, he passes the confetti test. I'll give you that. He passes the confetti test for me.
What's the confetti test, you ask? Can you see them holding a Lombardi trophy? You can go back. You can check the tape shows I did years ago, stations ago, about Alex Smith. And I said, in no uncertain terms, that Alex Smith will never be handed a Lombardi trophy by whoever is the commissioner of the NFL at that time. And a lot of people are like, how do you know that? Look, man, I knew it. Harbaugh knew it. Like, if you didn't know it, shame on you.
Well, and that's what that's that whole phrase there. So Daniel Jeremiah, the NFL Network, is a former scout. He's worked for three different teams. And this is something that the scouts and the scouting community talk about. The question that they actually ask one another is, can you see this guy on a podium holding the Lombardi trophy? And I actually think that I asked him that question years ago about Alex Smith. And I think he was on the same page as you are about Smith as well. Now, that was years ago at the time when you're saying he's in Kansas City, and Kansas City seemingly has everything. They've got everything in, but I don't know about Smith there. And they went out and they figured out a way to go get Patrick Mahomes the same way changes were made here. I actually think that conversation started for me. I first heard that term talking about Smith.
Whenever Alex Smith has a career year, the coach always moves on from him. Like, there's something there, right?
Yeah, of course.
The best year he ever has, he's in a new uniform the next season. That's happened now two different times, and I don't know if a career is remaining for him, unfortunately, after the horrible leg break that he suffered last season. 888-957-9570. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have ourselves a little Tuesday trifecta. If you're waiting to call into a user-friendly segment, man, we got one for you today. Our Tuesday trifecta topic, unsung hero. We'll have you sing a song about an unsung hero before the end of the day. Damon, you still hating on Alex Smith? No, I'm still properly summarizing his career to the point where you can take it to the bank. I nailed it. I'm not hating. Everything I said was true. It happened. I'm right. That's not hating. You thought Cap could win.
He could have.
So did we all. So did we all. For a moment there, he might have been. Getting back to the Mount Rushmore of Giants hitters, people are like, what about Rob Nen? Stop. You clearly forgot Christy Mathewson. I'm not even sure they put... I think balls were just cotton when he was pitching. Like, give me a break. I love Christy Mathewson and the stories, but the answer is no. What about Matt Cain? Stop it.
And there has to be a line with New York Giants and San Francisco Giants.
Yes,
right? There
yes.
has to be a line there.
Yes.
Christy Mathewson, sure, he might be on the Mount Rushmore of Major League Baseball.
Right.
So organizationally, of course, but you know, it's more about San Francisco Giants. There has to be. There's two pretty big chapters in the organization's history.
Right. I'm sorry, I don't have Mel Ott on any lists either for you.
Let's deal with the post 1958.
Yeah, seems like a good place to start. Serious question, Damon. Does Derek Carr pass the confetti test?
Not for me.
I don't think so. Not anymore. He showed promising signs early in his career and signs of, I think situations dictate careers more than anything. And I am I'm going to bet right now that the next situation Derek Carr finds might be his best chance to prove who he really is. I wouldn't be surprised to see an early struggle lead to a mental divorce between John Gruden and him. Gruden loves to step away from quarterbacks all the time.
And I don't think that Gruden... Does he pass the confetti test for Gruden? Carr.
Well,
probably not.
That's
right.
That's the question.
Right. Forget about you and me or Daniel Jeremiah, the NFL Network. Do you think he passes the confetti test for John Gruden?
Given how often you heard the Raiders rumored to be interested in Kyler Murray, the answer is no.
Right. So what does that tell you here? If you're looking for upgrades, then he's sort of in that category. He's slowly slipping into that same category where you had Alex Smith all those years.
888-957-9570. Damon, what about Orlando Cepeda? Okay, yep. You know, sure, Hall of Famer. Took an awful lot of Larry Bear push to get him in the Hall of Fame. Gaylord Perry is on my list. Please listen carefully. 888-957-9570. Bumgarner's final home start. If it were tonight, and I feel like we've done this a few different times, and we have, but man, I understand it if it is. It'll be slightly heartbreaking if it is, but what he could represent, the return, the haul, if it's right, I think you got to do it.
I'm just gonna chase Bumgarner down. I feel like I'm Pedro Gomez chasing Bonds around, where I was here last Thursday. I'm here tonight. I'll see him in San Diego on Saturday. I've become to Madison Bumgarner what Pedro Gomez was to Barry Bonds, haven't I? Pretty much just stalking him up and down the West Coast.
That's who you are now.
Pretty much, yeah. I've become Pedro Gomez in this situation.
Welcome to your new reality. When I was following Bonds, that's when Erin Andrews was still with ESPN, and she had just moved, like, out of the fame that came with her college football debut into she's doing, you know, basically the Bonds story became so big, they plucked Erin Andrews and put her on the Bonds beat when that was happening. And so, not that we know each other, but we got to know each other just due to proximity over several days, to the point where we're in San Diego. I'm at Petco waiting for Bonds to hit one to tie and then one to pass. He tied down at Petco, and I hear coming up the dugout steps from the Padres clubhouse, click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. And I'm like, that's only one woman's high heels on this beat. I can hear Erin Andrews coming down that hallway in those shoes. Oh, they were. She was good at baseball.
She was very good at baseball. And you probably thought to yourself, yep, that's going to be a future Dancing with the Stars host right there. That's what I have, her future.
Look, I know.
Blowing right past and getting out of sports.
The reason why she's on Dancing with the Stars is because, thanks to that decision, she gets to print her own money.
Mm-hmm.
But I really did think that she was going to be like, oh, all right, a sports lifer. No, that didn't last long.
No. I mean, still pretty good. Still around. She still does the Fox games, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
Fox NFL.
You can always tell, though, how interested she is in the actual broadcast. If the hair is done, she's all about this being a big game. If it's in a high pony, eh. I'm dead serious. You can tell the drama that is about to unfold based on the hair she has that night. High pony means I'd rather be somewhere else. Full blowout, she's ready to go. Tonight could be a big game.
Right, and she had one of the great post-game interviews of all. Now, not great if you're a Niner fan, but what she did post-game with Richard Sherman, I mean, that one lasts forever. That's in the Soundbite Hall of Fame, where
sure
Sherman
is.
Just exploded about Crabtree. Right? I mean, that's definitely in the post-game. Normally, those interviews are so boring. And
she's
then,
like,
Richard Sherman spiced it up a little bit.
You know, okay, back to you, Joe.
Okay.
Get out of there real quick.
That's one of the best of all time. Sherman just absolutely screaming afterwards.
888-957-9570. It's officially time to set up today's Tuesday trifecta. Is it not? Yeah, it is. Oh, by the way.
Let's send you down to the field and Erin Andrews.
Joe, thank you so much. Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And, Joe, back over to you.
All right, well, we saw... That's great. That's fantastic.
The question could have been anything, and he would have answered it that way. It could have been, what is the square root of 140? And he still would have answered it that way.
He was coming right down Crabtree's lane.
Yep.
God, those were good times. Richard Sherman, by the way, just to let you know how quickly sports can change, on that evening, in that moment, there's no doubt there was no more hated athlete in America as far as the Bay Area was concerned, San Francisco, than Richard Sherman. How many of you own his jersey now?
Right.
Things change quickly. Again, everyone hates Darth Vader until he's hitting cleanup in your lineup.
Exactly. Exactly right. And there's a million athletes just like that. Hate him on the other. Bumgarner's one of those guys. For as beloved as he is here, pretty disliked, not just in L.A., but pretty disliked around baseball.
Yeah, universally thought of as a bully and as a hothead and as too old school for his own good.
Usually you want those guys on your team, though. That's the thing about players like Madison Bumgarner.
Hell yeah. The old wouldn't, if we're going to war, you want to go to war with them, not against them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, little Tuesday trifecta for you. 888-957-9570 to join the conversation. Our topic today is unsung hero. Question number one, who is your favorite unsung hero of the baseball season so far? Depends on, you know, who, what you're a fan of. To me, like just an example, as this isn't necessarily a person, but it could also be a moment. One of the unsung heroes of this baseball season so far, the Home Run Derby. That Home Run Derby was the first time I think a lot of Americans leaned forward back into baseball after the NBA basically paralyzed us to think about any other sport for a three-month period. That Home Run Derby was fun.
So that's not market-specific. That's not Giants A-specific. That's baseball across the board.
Who is your unsung baseball hero of this summer? Okay. Any unsung hero apply. Question number two. What is a concert you attended? And I'll even stretch this to maybe a comedian that you saw who was so bad you wish everything you saw could be unsung. Worst concert a comedian you've ever seen, you wish you could go back and have them unsing the tune they sang for you that night. And finally, third question, everyone loves a draft. We're going to have our unsung hero draft. Now, this is where the audience is about to get a little creative. What is an unsung hero to you? Whatever you think qualifies for your unsung hero in your life, in your spectrum, I want to hear it. The unsung hero draft. And you just can't, don't be so specific and you're just like, Damon, my buddy Mike. He's the unsung. We don't know who Mike is. Be a little bit more specific. Be like, best friends who help you move. That's the unsung hero type of description I'm looking for. Not Sully, who's got tools that he lets me borrow. Well, something a little bit more specific. Go ahead. Give it to me. Give me, please, your unsung hero draft. It's the Tuesday trifecta. 888-957-9570. Would you like to be a little bit of a guinea pig right now, or would you like to think about this?
I would like to think about it, but I just want to clarify on the third one, just for everybody out there. This could be anywhere, not just sports-specific. This could be in
the
any
whole
walk
universe.
Of life.
The whole universe.
Okay. I'm good.
Unsung hero draft. That is our third and final question for you today. 888-957-9570 is the number. Tuesday trifecta right around the corner. Question number one, who is your favorite unsung hero of the baseball season? What was a concert that was so bad or a comedian so bad you wish that entire night could be unsung to you? And we're going to have an unsung hero draft.
I'm good.
You ready to go?
If you want me to prime the pump, I'm happy to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely.
So prime the pump.
I'm going to go with go ahead.
Your unsung hero of the baseball season has been?
Young players. Ronald Acuna Jr. You mentioned the Home Run Derby, so I took off on that. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the youth in the sport, from 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds. Not just what we're seeing here with the Giants, but the youth in the game, to me, it paints a very bright picture, not only for the present, but also for the future. Pete Alonso, younger players in this game. I think that the sport has never before had this kind of bright, that this is as bright a future as I can recall, certainly in my broadcast career.
It's phenomenal right now. The youth movement in baseball feels like there's a generational torch being passed between the veterans to the new guys, and I like an awful lot of what I'm seeing. Great answer. A concert or comedian so bad you wish that that bell could be unrung or unsung?
So a bit unfair because I like this person's music, but I saw this person in concert and it was terrible. That's Jack Johnson.
Really?
Remember Jack Johnson?
Yeah, the surfer guy.
Surfer, right. A guy who's a brilliant surfer and a pretty good musician as well. I saw him. Now, a bunch of Jack Johnson songs. And I like Jack Johnson. I listen. Holes to Stars to Hell, whatever that song is. I'm a big fan of it. But I saw it live, and every song is about 2 minutes and 20 seconds long, so you can't really get into any of the music. Much better just with a bong and a bottle of red wine in your backyard.
Amen.
That's how Jack Johnson should be consumed. Live, everybody sways back and forth for 2 minutes, and then the song's over.
It works in Hawaii, too.
It works in, it, yes.
On location, appropriate.
Yeah, bong, red wine, backyard, maybe not so much live.
Unsung hero draft. You get a, let's call your pick the compensatory pick. So it's not the first overall. You get pick number zero.
So I was on a bunch of flights earlier this summer, having recently broken my collarbone in a terrible scooter accident, Damon. And I will say that the airlines that I flew, allowing somebody with a busted collarbone to get me on pre-board, was a savior for yours truly.
Sometimes a gate agent can save your entire day.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Let's get to it. It's time for the Tuesday trifecta. Ask for it by name, accept no substitutions. It's always the fun, user-friendly segment of the week, and we're doing it next. Unsung heroes of this show, it's easy. That's Elena. Hello.
Trifecta.
Triple.
Trifecta.
With a triple.
Trifecta.
It's the Tuesday trifecta. One topic, three questions.
Three.
Now, here's Damon Bruce.
All right, all right. It is good to have you along today. Darren Smith along again today. You saw this, how it worked last Tuesday. You're back again for another go-around. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Plus, I'm also going to steal this bit.
Oh.
For my next radio gig.
100%.
Just so you know, because I mean, that's what radio is. You're just ripping everybody off.
Well, not for me. I'm an original artist, but feel free to borrow. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go. Adil in Oakland. First in, first on. Thank you very much. Adil, our topic today, unsung hero. Who has been the unsung hero of your baseball season?
Hey, Damon, for me, it has been the Giants' bullpen as a whole. I wouldn't categorize them as being outstanding or terrible, somewhere in the middle, but I just really like the combo of Tyson, Smith, Maranta. They give you a chance to win, even if your bat's on goal. You can go in there with some sort of confidence.
What was a concert or comedian, or for the sake of me not saying this over and over again, a live performance you'd rather have unsung?
Yeah, it was April 2017. I saw Travis Scott at a festival, and the auto-tune and audio wasn't quite synced up. Something wasn't right, and it just didn't hit the way that I was expecting, so I got to play that one back.
I went to see a banger. It did not bang. Finally, unsung hero draft. Adil, you get the number one overall pick. You could take this in a million different directions. How you going for the number one overall unsung hero?
I'm going unsung hero is the NBA digital media team. I just think they have done an amazing way of highlighting the NBA storylines. They have much more engagement than all the other professional leagues and social media pages. I just think that they've been very entertaining and creating content throughout the year, even in the off season. So that's my hero.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't disagree. I can't disagree at all. One of the things that Albie and I were talking about a week or two ago was the baseball needs its own worldwide WOB. You know, Rod Perez, yeah, who's just one of the funniest in-season, out-of-season NBA follows there is. Baseball doesn't have the guy who is now internet famous on behalf of baseball. Kind of needs that guy.
And Rob Perez is a guy with 411,000 followers on Twitter who's not every day on ESPN, every day on Fox Sports. He's a guy who, at least as far as I know, have you ever had him on your show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I love him. I'm a huge fan. But as far as I know, he's mostly a social media creation. And he's really, really turned into one of the people that everybody in the NBA responds to.
Well, here's the thing. In a world of people are screaming at each other, he just has fun.
Yeah.
It's addictive to just have fun around sports. What
you
a
know,
concept.
Locally, I like Fake Ray Fosse.
Fake Ray Fosse's an amazing. How are your nipples? Be honest. That's a Fake Ray Fosse question. Not just that makes sense.
It.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Thank you.
I thought I should chime in there.
Yeah, don't leave me hanging from the nipples
I'm
question.
I'm sorry.
Stephen in Vallejo, thank you very much, Stephen, for the call. Who is your unsung hero of the baseball season?
Real quick, though, thanks, Damon. And Darren, hopefully we'll get to hear you on the station full time. It's been great.
Well, I'm just filling in. But Ray will be back on Thursday, but I appreciate that.
Woohoo. So the baseball unsung hero, a lot has been sung about him, but I think he's doing an underrated job so far, and that's Farhan Zaidi. He makes moves every day that a casual fan or even some serious fans don't even see or know, and he's really trying to build up the farm system for the Giants.
Live performance so bad, you wish it could be unsung.
So this gentleman, he's a comedian. He was kind of a cutting-edge Filipino comedian, so my friends and I all thought he was just hilarious and amazing, and his name's Rex Navarrete. I saw him at Cobb's Comedy Club, and he just bombed. Nothing like what he used to be.
Who was he?
Rex Navarrete.
I've never even heard of him.
Yeah.
Unsung hero draft. You have the second overall pick.
So I honeymooned in Spain, Barcelona, the Basque Country, and we were on buddy passes trying to get home, and we missed our flight. And so we decided to splurge and book at a nice hotel, and they upgraded us to the biggest suite that they had. It was €1,300. We paid €250. It was like 900 square feet.
Awesome. I'm putting it down as the hotel upgrade. That's a huge, huge, huge. There was somebody who was a broadcaster. I don't know who it is. I think he just retired. He was with New Orleans or something for a long time. But they called him the Michael Jordan of hotel upgrades.
So he just
like
had
he was
all
the best ever traveling play-by-play guy in terms of getting hotel upgrade. The Michael Jordan of the hotel upgrade. Phenomenal description of any human being. We continue. This is Chip in Palo Alto. Chip, thank you very much for the call. Unsung hero of the summer so far.
For me, it's Stephen Vogt.
Hey. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I'll take it. Stephen Vogt.
Stephen Vogt. My son was a major Stephen Vogt fan with the A's and was devastated when they dropped him. And when he found out they were with the Giants, suddenly he wanted to watch a little baseball again.
Concert or live performance you saw so bad you wish it could be unsung?
The Stones need to go away. They need to just fade off into the distance. They're not the band they used to be, and they don't need to perform anymore.
It is like watching your grandfather up there. But I tell you, a few years ago, I saw them. They were still pretty damn good.
I agree. They're still the Stones. And if nothing else, they're still that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to get this chance again to see them field to a Stone show, right?
Right. I mean, I'm sure Phil Niekro was better in his 30s, but he was still getting that knuckleball up there in his 40s. And you got to respect that just a little. Unsung hero draft, Chip, third overall pick. Where are you going?
Since I disagree with you that sports don't build character, I'm going to say youth sports coaches.
Youth?
I think that does help build character in kids.
Absolutely, man. Youth sport coaches, it is a thankless job. You got more parents yelling at you than thanking you on any particular evening.
Trying to fight you.
Yeah. Chip, I'm so glad you said that. Thank you very much. Youth sport coaches doing it for the love of the kid, the love of the game.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you've never really thought about it, but I can see you being a youth sports coach.
I've never thought about it. I wonder if my schedule will allow me to do it. Because, like, normally after school is when these things happen, and that's when I'm on the air. We'll see. Maybe this whole show goes belly up. I'm fired, and I'll have plenty of time. This is Darwin in Dublin. Thank you very much, Darwin. Who's your favorite unsung hero of the summer?
Well, I was going to say Zaidi, but somebody picked him. So I'm going to go with Bob Myers since KD left. He actually did some pretty good deals to, make my next Warriors season watchable again.
Yeah, for a guy who didn't have many options and was boxed into an uncreative corner, he was incredibly creative and pulled an option that no one expected him to pull out of his hat. Live performance so bad you wish it was unsung.
Well, this group actually didn't sing, and I don't. The whole concert, well, I wish would be unsung by Milli Vanilli.
Oh, well, you know, technically they never sang it, so it was unsung. It was
right.
It was poorly lip synced as well. Unsung hero draft, fourth overall pick.
All right, my daughter's Dominique, 20, and my. My youngest daughter, Trista, 15. When they were small kids, I used to serenade them with a lot of Beatles songs. So I turned 57 the beginning of the month, and they convinced Mom, hey, let's celebrate Dad's birthday at Paul McCartney's concert. Woohoo!
Not bad. Not bad, Darwin. So concert tickets. Paul McCartney concert tickets.
Now,
unsung
there's a show
heroes.
Worth seeing live. I guarantee nobody's going to call in and say that Paul McCartney was a performance that they just didn't like. Have you ever seen Paul McCartney live?
I've heard him live. I've never seen him live.
Okay, he's got to be 65 years old, I'm guessing.
Brings it
and plays about 35 songs. I'm all night. He just keeps going.
If you like repertoire.
Yeah.
The man has one. Yes, Elena.
I was just there. Remember, I went down to SAP Center about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was incredible. I'm pretty sure he's 68, and he played for 3+ hours, and it was the best show I've ever seen. I was crying.
And there's pyrotechnics everywhere, right? Live and Let Die. I mean, that's one of the great things that you could ever see live is Paul McCartney doing that song live.
Live and Let Die. James Concord, thank you very much. James, fifth caller of our afternoon. Who is your favorite unsung hero of the baseball summer?
To me, so far, there's a lot of people included in this, but with the football scores we've been having in baseball, I'm going to say defense. There are actually guys out there still playing defense.
Concert so bad, comedian so unfunny. You wish it were unsung.
This probably is not going to surprise you guys at all with the NBA national anthem that happened recently. I went and watched the Black Eyed Peas like right before they broke up, and it was not good. Not good at all.
Yeah, Fergie seems to be a bit of a studio recording artist more than a live performer, to be totally honest with you. And
all those guys were going in their separate directions, and so each one of them came out and did like two songs solo, which you didn't want to see.
No one wants to see like the Will.i.am sad performer or whatever, and then the other guy. It'd be like if the construction worker from the Village People were like, can I get a song? No, we don't need that.
I was at the show where she had an accident.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
Jay through, the night, and our flag was still there.
That's where the remix comes in. Have you got that Fergie remix for me? I think I need that Fergie remix on the board here. Before, look at it this way. I need it before the end of the... Oh, Elena, who's better than you? Yo, drop that.
Fergie.
It's a, you can loop anything into a backbeat. Like, did you hear the thing with like they ask Surrey, like, what's something? And it just goes 0000000. I've heard bomb songs made off that backbeat.
Now, am I wrong? The Warriors were using that in their clubhouse for a little while, right?
They actually
or did
played.
I just see something that got looped on Twitter and I saw it and I put...
So after Fergie was made fun, like Josh Duhamel brought up old news, this ship had sailed, but he brought it back into the news cycle and the Warriors laughed at it, and then they started playing that during timeouts at Oracle.
Yeah.
And that was next level in-house arena DJ troll job, if there ever was one. Let's be honest. We all made fun of Fergie that night, but we should thank her for the gift that keeps on giving.
Paul McCartney, by the way, 77.
Good Lord.
77 years old, plays for 3 hours, 30-plus songs.
At the Super Bowl, where you and I met for the first time in New Orleans, the big bad comedian, so unfunny, you wish it could all be unsung.
Ooh, I went to go see Jodeci in concert. They were part of a larger concert, and half the group didn't show up. It was just a hot mess all over.
Ouch. I mean, how many Jodeci have to not show up to cancel the Jodeci show, right?
How many are there?
Yeah, how many Jodeci's were you promised, and how many did you get?
There are four, and two didn't show.
Oh, that's
okay. Well,
that's not even Jodeci. That's just Joe at that point. Yeah. Unsung hero draft, Sean. What are you taking?
I have to take foster/adoptive parents for sure.
Oh, foster parents? Man, I'll look at you going all real on us, but you're right. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you know what? We were trashing a very good guy in Alex Smith as a quarterback. When it comes to the charity work that he's done for foster children, Alex Smith is a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. He has been an amazing contributor to a very overlooked portion of the society. Foster kids, unclaimed kids, disadvantaged youth. This guy has done more than most ever will. So there you go. Alex, I'm sorry for everything I said.
Okay.
You didn't say Shut up. Tim, 280 Freeway. I'm trying to be nice over here. Let me be nice.
Did you ever see there's a guy in our business. His name was, he worked out of Tampa forever. He was a longtime sports radio host in the Tampa market. Steve Dumig?
No.
Who recently passed away. And when Trent Dilfer was the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he used to, I'm sure it was of similar opinion, what he thought that Dilfer couldn't do, to some of the stuff that you've been saying about Alex Smith, but purely just as a quarterback. And there was a television commercial, Damon. There was a very famous television commercial promoting this radio station way back when, where it was a takeoff on the Babe Ruth. Hey, if you could just hit a home run for me, Mr. Ruth, I think I'm going to be better. A kid in a hospital bed.
Uh-huh.
And it was Dumig visiting a kid in the hospital. I said, Mr. Dumig, if you could just say something nice about Trent Dilfer, I think I'm going to be better. And the next scene was a cutaway to Dumig standing over the grave going, but he threw three interceptions.
Nice.
It was a bit controversial at the time. I don't know if everybody was ready for that, but it was very, very funny. And I picture you having similar conversations about Al Smith with that one.
Tim from the 280 Freeway. Thanks for the call, Tim. Your unsung hero of the baseball summer is?
It's got to be Boats.
Yeah, I mean, someone's inspiring all this, right? Concert or comedian so bad you wish it could be unsung?
Oh, man. So my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, took me out to go see Bobby Lee at the Improv, and I had to spend 90 minutes basically faking like I was enjoying it. Just bad.
But you wore it for the wife. You didn't try to take the fun out of her evening, and you fake laughed your way through it. That's all sorts of good husband points for you, Tim. Come on. Be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. Concert that was so bad, you wish it could be unsung. Oh, no, we just did that. Sorry.
Bobby Lee.
Yeah, Bobby Lee. Damn you, Bobby Lee. Unsung hero draft. Don't go with Bobby Lee. I heard that guy's terrible.
Well, Damon, not to suck up to the host, but it's this show. This show keeps me from going full Grand Theft Auto on the 280 on the way home.
Wow! How about that? We're making the world a safer place.
Look at you.
Thank you very much, Tim. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm surprised that the show remains such a stable force in your life with Gianna on maternity leave. She's really the soul of the entire program. We'll get our soul back soon, for those who keep asking. Duke in the city, our final call of the day. Thank you very much, Duke. Let's go through your trifecta. Who is your unsung hero of the baseball season so far?
D. Bruce and the man that's in the booth that's 100 proof, D. Smith. Hey, D. Bruce, we're going to go. I got to go Evan Longoria. Is he the one that hit the home run off the side of the building in San Diego? I think that's what started everything. He knocked the part of the building off. And I think everybody else caught a hold of that and thought that if he can do it, we can do it too. And I think that's when they went on their streak.
Live performance so bad that you wish you hadn't seen it.
My wife and I went to a concert at the Shoreline Amphitheater, and I think Dave Chappelle and was Chris Tucker and Cat, what's his name?
Williams, Cat Williams?
They were so hot. I think they were so hot that they couldn't even perform. It was like Joe Coy and Gabriel Iglesias, Fuzzy, right? Just when they were just first coming out, they were funnier than the mainliners. It was like, are you guys that high? Am I that high or are you guys that high? And I think they were so high that they couldn't even perform.
There you go. That's a little too high for their own good. Unsung hero draft. Duke, who you got?
I'm going to go with the other guy. It's kind of teachers and educators. And then I want to go Joe Moore. Because in the Ice Bowl, when Joe came back in the Ice Bowl, I think that kind of launched Joe's career off, too. So I think he was a hero. That's what Joe, because nobody really heard about Joe until after the Ice Bowl.
Dude, thank you very much, Duke. Always, always a pleasure to hear from you. Our unsung heroes. Now that we have foster parents and teachers, it feels odd that our first pick was NBA digital media team, but there you go.
Or flight attendants, gate agents.
Yeah, unsung heroes, hotel upgrades, youth sport coaches, people who hook you up with Paul McCartney tickets, foster parents, this program, teachers, I mean, firefighters, policemen, got to throw you in too. Yeah, unsung heroes. Someone's like, yeah, I was at that same show. Chris Tucker and Cat Williams sucked. Man, you got it. That must have been a mother of all blunts to make Cat Williams too blunted to be funny. Or Dave Chappelle.
And Chappelle. I mean, I just, to look at Chappelle just laugh, I think would be worth the price of admission.
Albie just went and spent like $90 to go see Chappelle over at Punchline, and he said it was some of the best money he's ever spent. It was absolutely hysterical. So,
well, you've seen the Netflix series, right?
Yeah. Oh, great. Great stuff. The guy's brilliant. He's so ahead of his time.
He's the best.
There you go. Man, so that was good. This was fun today. Thanks so much for stopping on by. We're about to head down to the ballpark. We're going to watch a little baseball. We're going to have ourselves a little fun. We'll see who the unsung hero is tonight.
Your shot. Who is it?
Tonight's the night Alex Dickerson's legend gets fully cemented.
That's it.
Two outs, two strikes, down two, three-run home run, bottom of the ninth. We'll see you tomorrow night. Or not. Last time I was asked about a giant to click, I bet Gianna about Travis Ichikawa and going to French Laundry, and we ate at French Laundry. So we'll see what happens here tonight. You got anyone? You throwing out any name?
Well, listen, you already gave me the lineup, right? So you said Buster was batting second. I saw a vote on MLB Network, and I was thinking to myself, well, if he's in the lineup, that might be a little bit of good karma to see vote on MLB Network and then watch him play a little later, but probably not going to get in.
Probably not going to see there. Could be a pinch hitter a little bit later on.
I want to go with my guy Joe Panik again just because I'm loyal to my alma mater, but he was last night's guy. Or was he?
Yeah, he could be. Why can't he be part of tonight, too?
Okay.
Darren, thank you very much. An awful lot of fun. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. It's our last go-around together. We got Kolsky and Ratto's coming back to just slow enthusiasm and fun right the hell down as you know it. He'll be back on Thursday to do that. In the meantime, thank you to everyone who appeared with us today. Daniel Jeremiah, Alex Pavlovich, Tony Gwynn Jr., who was remarkable. Thank you, Albie. Thank you, Elena. Thanks to Rob, the way too tall intern, for his own good. This was phenomenal. A lot of fun. If we see you down at the ballpark, make sure you say, hey, how are you? Good to be with you. Someone's like, Alex Dickerson's hurt. Dickerson's hitting cleanup tonight. Last time I looked at this lineup, so please do not protest too much. And remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
We track the ratings of the Damon Bruce Show. At 4:25 on Tuesday afternoon, he spiked to the number one listened to show in America. What did he have on?
This Week in Baseball theme song, of course.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.